Welcome to another episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. We'll call this one episode 177 because fuck it, why not? I'm your host, dependable as ever, solid as a rock I am. You might say I'm boring and have no life, but let's call it dependable. Absolute deicide is what they call me on the streets, the rough and tumble internet streets. I'm usually found on the corner of www.andgruntfreepress.com Avenue. The zip code is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, this operation has grown so large, it is now its own nation state with its own laws and postal system, so none of those work very well, but, you know, I just kind of threw it together at the last minute. But let's just jump right into it. Fuck it. Do it. We'll do it live. Yeah, what does work well is Darksiders 3. That works well. I had some problems with it. But then, that awesome segue wouldn't have worked so well to bridge that amazing introduction. Fucking Darksiders 3 and playing on PC, so, nothing major, just the usual try to play a game on PC bullshit. The game launched, I launched the game first, and it was just so fucking zoomed in, it was fucking, the pictures, like, the corner, like, the left corner is all you see, and it's just, like, zoomed in up there. That's just happened before to a bunch of other fucking games. That always has always like different solutions to that shit too, where it's like my game launched all fucking zoomed in. It's like, well, you have to like go into all the shit and fucking, right click on it, go to properties and go to fucking scaling and all that shit. So, but it's always like that, even like launching it the first time like that, it's always just, you're lucky to be able to guess what the fuck you're selecting and like the options. Like maybe it's just something you have to do to, just reset the resolution and the video options in the game and that'll fix it. It's usually the first thing you want to try to do. But when it wants those, it's like so zoomed in, you can't even see what you're doing. You're just kind of like, I think this is where the option would be to set that and shit like that. To just to try to fix it like that. But that wasn't the help. That wasn't the solution. It didn't help doing that. Resetting the resolution to, 3440 by 1440. It was just one of those deals where the game scales to your desktop, resolution. So, I haven't normally zoomed into 200% zoom because if it's just like whatever, if it's fucking native, like 3440, I know this shit's kind of boring, but just go with me. I made a report. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist. I'm journaling my alleys, whatever, my fucking journey. I'm journaling my journey through trying to set up a PC game. I have it like normally set to 200% zoom, so that the icons on the desktop aren't fucking, fucking tiny, which they would be like that. So, yeah, you just gotta set it to like native or whatever, native resolution, and it does it fucking native. So that's what you gotta do. Right click, display properties, fucking do that shit. That's pretty much, that's the end of the PC fiddling to, get that to the right resolution. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted right now, but we're just going to go with it. I have shit going on in the background. Still, by the way, PC is not fixed. I had to bring it in, this afternoon. So I got shit going on, messages going on in the back, but like I said, it's at this point, if you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, you're not. What can I say? Get that out of the way. That's pretty much the PC shit I had to do to get that game going. And the ultra wide support in the game is kind of fucked up. The first time I played it, it had like, for whatever reason, you know, I fucking get that, the resolution fucking set, and I'm playing it. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's got like the vertical black bars on the left and the right side, you know what I mean? But it looked fine otherwise, you know. I'm like, you know, it's not like fucking like Fallout 76 or whatever, where everything was stretched out. It's like to make it like fake fucking whatever, fake ultra wide. At first it was fine, then I'm like fucking like, ah, it sucks, there's black bars, but whatever, man, I can deal with that. But then the second time I launch it, it's like, all right, well, now those borders are gone, but apparently they do that fake fucking zoom thing, but instead of like stretching the image, they just cut off the top and the bottom of it to make it like 16 by 9. So yeah, that makes the game fucking much harder than it should be, you know, because it's fucking, you're playing the game, the camera's like right on your back, and the game is, you know, the game's fucking hard as shit normally, so it's like, fucking, if you want some extra challenge, there you go. I mean, you play fucking ultra wide on PC, and there it is. There you go. It's fucking, there's like extra layer of difficulty layered on top of that. So yeah, Darksiders 3. I mean, I reviewed Darksiders 1 not too long ago. I mean, there's something you can read on the fucking website, you know. The first Darksiders, fucking still an awesome game, you know. I liked it a lot. I'm like, fucking, like, this is still holds up, still really good. Yeah, then I tried playing Darksiders 2, and yeah, I fell off of that pretty quick. Yeah, you know, there was just too much bullshit going on in 2. I mean, they tried adding too much to it that took away from the moment-to-moment gameplay. You know, individual pieces of gear you had to collect that had its own stats and rarity and that shit. You know, they had this fucking, like, crazy skill tree, you're leveling up and all that shit. And, you know, it's fucking, like, shit from... The series kind of just takes stuff from other games and... You know, but they just added that in there. It's like, this kind of just not, it doesn't like work well. It just slows everything down. You know, the world was, in two was too big and too open and empty and shit. Just, I didn't really care for it. What I played of it the second time. Anyway, I'm pretty sure when two came out, when it first released, I beat it. But then this time going back to try to play it, to like review it or whatever, I'm like, I just don't want to do this. Like, I'm not having fun. So, there you go. That was it. So yeah, then that kind of like soured my expectations for Darksiders 3, because I figured they would use like 2 as a baseline for it, and they'd be like, all right, well, you know, people are used to this in 2, so we're just gonna add even more shit to it. Plus, it's not it's not by the same developers either, whatever the studio is. I think it's like a totally different studio, but it's like, ah, some people are there working Gun something. I don't know off the top of my head. Gungrave, I want to say, studios or some shit. I don't think that's really it, but, you know, Joey Mad isn't, I don't think he's there. Like, he's doing his own thing, but then it's like, ah, well, you know, Joe Moidera is kind of consulting on that too, or whatever. You know, the artist there, and yeah, you know, the early gameplay footage I saw didn't look very promising, but thank God they took things in the right fucking direction here for 3. I mean, it's like it seems like they kind of pretended like Darksiders 2 never existed, and 3 is just very straightforward action. I mean, there are plenty of secrets and collectibles, and you know, you're leveling up and distributing attribute points and upgrading your weapons and all that, but you know, it's just like, you know what they really took inspiration from. You want to guess what that is? It's a game that has very similar initials, kind of a similar sounding name to Darksiders. You know, it's a series that I've compared many other games to, along with everybody else, to the point that people get annoyed by even saying this, but Dark Souls. I mean, they took Darksiders 1 and just fucking Dark Souled the fuck out of it. And yeah, I think that was a wise decision. Because the core of Darksiders was always fucking, taking elements from other games anyway, and making a cool looking action game, Zelda and God of War and all that. So, if you're gonna make a modern version of that, of fucking, if it's like, what we just kind of want to take was just take the core of what Darksiders was and then fucking make a modern version of it, we're gonna just pick up from other fucking modern games. Of course you're gonna lift from fucking the best, what's the best like action RPG now? Fucking Dark Souls is kind of like a fucking, just modern adult Zelda anyway. So it's like, just take from that. I mean, there's some very, very like direct mechanical comparisons. I'm not just being a fucking cunt about just saying like, oh, it's like Dark Souls. You have like your Estus flask equivalent, so you have like an artifact that heals you and has like limited uses. But unfortunately for some reason they'll refill like the Estus flask does when you die and like respawn. But I mean, the game even has like a bonfire equivalent with the shopkeepers, where you, trade in your souls. I think they're literally souls too. Like when you trade in your fucking souls to fucking level up. But it's not like you can just like go back there and like, oh no, I had a fucking rough fucking, run right at the beginning here, right near where the shopkeeper is. Now I want to fucking back out and like refill my fucking Estus flask and go, you can like fight the same guy, but you can't do that. Like you have to like die and then fucking respawn. You have to fucking, all the enemies fucking respawn too, like it would at a bonfire, but it's just like, well, you died, so now you don't, now like you have to go back and like retrieve, like, it's the same thing, like your fucking souls are there that you left when you died, you have to go and grab them. You have to try to like get better. You just have to fucking get better at fighting them to make fucking some kind of like permanent progress by, unlocking a shortcut or like picking up the, just same shit. Like you're going around just, I'm sick of, it's like, oh, I'm going to die, but I see like fucking, those items that I can grab that'll stay in my inventory. So I'm just going to grab those, which will be like, again, it's like fucking, the souls or whatever that you can just like crush in Dark Souls, whatever the fuck they call them, like the whatever soul of like a knight, like shit like that, just like large clump of souls, like shit, like it's the same thing, it's fucking just what it is. So it's like, all right, I grab those, or at least those are like permanent, it'll stay with me and I can just crack them and use them whenever. Did I mention too that the game is difficult, because it's a very fucking hard game, Darksiders 3. There is a difficulty selection. Unlike fucking Dark Souls, I just picked like the middle option, which is actually, it's supposed to be like a little bit harder than the balanced difficulty. So it's like a slightly harder mode than normal, I guess. And I was getting my fucking ass kicked. But playing the game, not in like a bad way. It's not like it feels like it's impossible or anything. It's just very, very demanding. There's like a Bayonetta fucking witch time type mechanic where if you dodge out of the way of an attack at the last second, it'll go into slow motion. You can do like a fairly powerful like counterattack afterwards if you pull that off. But you've like really got to, it's like really, you got to pull it off like the last second. It's not like fucking, it's like no room for error there. It's like, no, you got to do like almost like the last frame of something was going to hit you, you got to fucking dodge out of the way. If you're trying to like rely on that, where it's like, oh, I'm just going to wait for the last second to dodge it from everything, it's like, and you fuck that up, like chances are you're just going to immediately just get fucking, you'll get hit with that, and then you'll be fucking like stunned long enough for fucking, you're going to get hit by like a follow-up attack or somebody, like another enemy like right next to you that's fucking just gonna hit you anyway, just kind of lock you into fucking just getting your shit fucked up. Most of the enemies, like even the rank and filed grunts, they can murder you in a couple hits, and it's pretty common for them to fucking come in like large groups, and like surround you And you'll be at like full health 1 second, and then you'll be caught in this fucking clusterfuck combo where just swords are coming at you from off screen, and you can't fucking pull off like any kind of attack. It's brutal. You know, it can feel a little bit cheap sometimes, but take the pain. What can I say? And the story, of course, the Darksider story. Let me tell you, after the masterclass epic of Red Dead Redemption 2, jumping into like the Darksiders lore again with the even grander scale, than fucking like, Red Dead was just this fucking like epic, and now it's like, all right, well, I'm just like, oh, dude, this is just like a big, heaven and hell and fucking demons and angels and Nephilim and seraphs and the fucking council and their fucking sacred rules. And they give you a recap about war and death storylines in the first and the second games to try to like recap you and fucking like all that shit. And just like, oh, cool. I have no fucking clue what is going on in this game. I have no fucking idea what the hell, I played the first one not that long ago, but that didn't make much sense. Yeah, just every other word is nonsense. It's like fucking nonsense, fucking shit. They'll do that shit where they highlight like all the fucking, council of elders and blah blah blah, and then like that'll be in like red again. Like I think I said this before, and I was playing like Dark Souls, fucking the first Darksiders. They have like the highlighted red fucking words where it seems like you're supposed to click on it, and it'll give you the history of that. I'm sure there's some background about that, but just watching the cutscenes, just nonsense that they're fucking spewing. Pretty quickly, just my eyes start glazing over, and just 5 minutes or so, and they never really unglazed after that. Just I don't really know. I'll watch the cutscenes, but I don't. This isn't really doing much for me. Any hope of me following, like even like the broadest strokes of it, just fucking fucking right out the window. The main character is pretty cool though. Fury. She's a sassy broad that dresses like a dominatrix and is full of toad, and her hair changes color depending on what element you have activated. There's four different elements you can use that'll it's a little wrinkle in the gameplay there. That's a new mechanic that works well. You just on the fly whenever you want, you just switch to these four different elements, and the controls for that are a little convoluted in the game, but Darksiders was always kind of like, kind of like that. But once again, comparing it to the last game I played, like Red Dead, they're absolutely fucking focus tested and user friendly. To switch elements, you hold the left bumper, and then you press a face button. The four face buttons to switch them up, and each element gives you access to a different weapon and ability. Like you switch to fire, and you can walk in lava without getting hurt, and you can do like a vertical second jump, like a fucking double jump. This fucking sends you up higher, electricity is the other one where you can like float horizontally for a while and like ride some wind currents, like tornadoes in the game, that you can fucking, if you're using electricity, you can fucking ride it up like your fucking Storm from the X-Men. And they have like a spear for a secondary weapon. And then, but most important when you switch elements is that Fury's hair changes color for, the cosplayers out there. They have some options to pick from. That's the important thing. Her standard weapon is a chain whip. It's pretty much just like a straight up God of War, fucking Chains of Chaos type thing. I think they even call it the fucking Chains of Fury or the Barbs of Fury or something like that, where it's fucking just like, it's pretty direct, to God of War, like old God of War. The combos without all the weapons really, it's literally just fucking like XXX, pause for a second, then press X again, like shit like that. But you know, then the whatever elemental element you have like equipped on her, you can use that weapon by pressing Y. You know, then you can, it gets a little bit complicated. We can mix them up with like X and Y, but it's it was never anything crazy. It's always just kind of button mashy. Get in there, take a few swings, and but you always have your finger on the dodge button, because you're going to be dodging like constantly. You know what I mean? You have to play pretty defensively, really. Where it's just fucking like, all right, couple hits, and fucking like, all right, fucking wait for the animation for this guy to fucking attack, and then dodge out of the way. So very, very dodge centric, but and the enemies like to block a lot too, which I've really found a reliable way to get past that. Like, there's no like grab button or anything like that you can like grab them and take him out of the block. It's just like, I just have to wait till he attacks, I guess, and like dodge it and fucking hit him a couple times and try to get behind him, or just fucking wait again when he starts blocking again. Graphically, to keep the discussion as by the numbers yet scatterbrained as possible, I do like the graphics in the game. Like, it's not quite as cartoony and stylized as the first game, and it doesn't quite look like vomit like the second game. So they have like really bright colors. It has a nice clean design. The enemy design is kind of like, there's like the regular enemies. It's kind of like generic and not really that memorable for the most part, but it looks good. You know, there's a few fucking like neat monsters in there, you know, and the bosses are well done too. The point of the game, I mean, again, the smallest iota of fucking story that I managed to grasp is, you know, you're supposed to be hunting down and killing the Darksiders universe versions of the seven deadly sins and fucking, you know, greed, sloth, fucking lust, Kevin Spacey, whatever was in that movie. The first like one or two, like I didn't even fucking remember. It's like, oh, these guys, like, oh, it's like a mini boss. Like, oh no, that was one of the seven bosses I was supposed to kill, but it's just so early in the game. It still kind of seemed like the part of the tutorial. But once you get to greed, like, it starts like hitting you, like what you're doing is fucking like, it's like, oh, this fucking, you know, unique fight with this goblin creature you're fighting is fucking, he's in like a Scrooge McDuck room filled with gold and junk. He swings a fucking literal sack of shit at you. Not a literal sack of shit, I guess. I mean, just a large bag that's filled with various bric-a-brac, I guess, is fucking not shit, not like literal shit in a bag. And there's not another one, fucking sloth, I think, that you're fucking like chasing around the levels, and he's always, you know, he's always like just out of reach of you, and you know, you can see him on like the other side of like a chasm, and but it's like, oh, you don't have the ability to get over there yet, so yeah, it's like fucking like, all right, so it's a giant fat guy that's being carried around by a bunch of the slugs or some shit like that. I don't know. So this is what I'm aspiring to. That's when I know I've reached my fucking peak in life, is when I'm just have little fucking slugs carrying me around. You find all them. It's just like, you know, how you get to them. It's, they're all on, they'll be like a skull icon on a compass at the top of the screen. It's almost like a constant waypoint that's showing you where to go. And yeah, I mean, you might be thinking like, oh, that sounds like way too dumbed down and fucking easy to follow or whatever. But I mean, that's just the fucking, the main path of it. It's not like you enter a new fucking area and you just fucking like, oh, I'm just going to follow the skull and just beeline to wherever the fuck I'm going. Just keep following the icon on the compass, and, you're still like exploring and collecting shit. Like, it doesn't even help at all with like fucking, you know, it's like, I've just reached a spot where I can't get past. And it's like, oh, you have to solve some kind of puzzle or whatever, to advance. There's no map in the game, like, at all, that I found out. Like, I've looked, I'm like, I wonder where the map is, and just, I've looked through all the options, I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's no fucking map in here, and I actually like that choice they made, too. You know, it's just, you don't need it, it just fucking, the map just fucking confuses things when there's fucking, you know, you have those levels that are like multiple levels, I guess. Like, you know, it's fucking like, you enter a room, there's like four floors or some shit, and it's fucking, I did that. I always thought that was fucking more confusing than helpful. And, so I was just like, yeah, fuck it, dude. They just got rid of it. And like, all right, well, here's the waypoint. You know what I mean? Like, here's fucking where the main path that you're going, more or less, and just kind of follow that. I think that's pretty cool. Even though, yeah, the compass isn't always great for the same reasons that the map wouldn't be great, really, I guess, in the first place. But, you know, it directs you, like, fucking, like, one way, then it'll, like, suddenly change when you fucking, like, round a corner or something, where you're like, oh, wait, now it's telling me to fucking turn around. You turn around, like, all right, you go down the same, like, path, and it's fucking, you know, does that fucking thing that most waypoints do in games. You know, it could be because, you know, the spot that it's trying to point you toward is like above or below you or whatever. Again, you know, it's not perfect, but the level design is good for the most part, really. So you're not really too lost, where it's like, I just kind of have a general direction. I haven't been over there, you know, like I haven't been to that fucking area yet, so I'm going to try to go over there. No, I don't have the fucking ability to get over there. I will back up and fucking like try something else, you know. Couple parts I was like fucking really lost. That was kind of frustrating. Of like, am I supposed to like jump off this building and land, like try to like float like way the fuck over there in the distance, or is that what they want me to do, or find like some hidden fucking platform somewhere or whatever, you know, still get fucking turned around sometimes, but, you know, you'll get like discombobulated and fucking end up walking around in circles every now and then, but, yeah, I mean, like, case in point, I mean, there's the equivalent of the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, like water temple stage in there. And yeah, you know, people bitched about that because it was confusing, you know, in Ocarina, but oh boy, let me tell you about fucking Darksiders 3 water temple. So yeah, I mean, the way water works in Darksiders 3 is, you know, because Fury can change elements, you know, each one will react differently to being like exposed to water. So if you just like have like no element equipped, like the natural, like non elemental form, it's like fucking like, all right, you know what I mean? You can swim and you can dive in there as you would expect to do. And you can do like a sort of like spin dodge, whatever, while you're swimming. You know, just fucking like normal, like fucking video game 3D fucking swimming controls. But yeah, if you try using the fire form when you go into water, you get put out and you just, you know, just pretty much like revert back to like the normal, like non-elemental form, whatever. I mean, that makes sense, you would think. I haven't seen too many puzzles with that where it's like fucking like, oh, you got to use the fire form and blah, blah, blah. You know, again, it's not really, the game is not really puzzle heavy. It's just more straightforward action. You know what I mean? The lightning, you know, if you use like the lightning, you go in the water, like that doesn't seem to really do anything, really, which is strange. That seems like kind of like a missed opportunity where you would expect like fucking either like you would get hurt or it would fucking like, you know, shock fucking people if you did that or whatever in like a radius or something, but whatever. But yeah, then you get the purple form, the purple element. I don't even know what element that's supposed to be, you know, a grape form, fucking a purple drank form. I don't fucking know, but yeah, you turn purple and yeah, if you use that, you sink to the bottom, you know, just fucking, you can't swim at all. You just fucking like sink down like a fucking stone and yeah, you can walk around. So, you know, it's like fucking that's like having the metal boots, equipped in Zelda. And then there's purple rocks you can fucking destroy in that form with your purple hammer, which is also a nickname for my P.E.K.K.A. Oh yeah, that fucking, the Chip Chipperson podcast, the live show that I went to in September, I just got put up on YouTube, by the way. You know, I fucking talked about it. I'm like, oh yeah, it's fucking, they're probably never going to fucking air it, because then air it the first fucking couple weeks or fucking months afterwards. So I'm like, ah, oh, it's probably just whatever. I didn't even think they filmed it, but yeah, that's up. As a side note, you can't see me in there at all, by the way. I mean, I was fucking like way up in the fucking, in the balcony, but that's about it. But yeah, that's up. Yeah, I actually think fucking, again, after seeing it like live and watching it on fucking video, like It plays out fucking much better on video than it did fucking live, because yeah, we couldn't fucking see like any of the audience members that he was talking to, or which is like fucking like half the show. We're just fucking like ripping on fucking people or whatever. But although fucking some of the references they made in like September, like the beginning of September, it's like, oh, those are already pretty fucking dated. Like, you know, remember when fucking people's water heaters fucking were exploding? You know, me neither. And that's fucking whatever. So anyway, purple stuff, Darksiders, where was I? So, yeah, you're both fucking, you're swimming, you're walking around this fucking huge, underwater fucking cave dungeon thing. That's also a nickname for my ass. Yeah, keep that in mind. Take a break real quick. We'll come back to the water temple to make it even more confusing.
Get God, get a baby, and shut your fucking mouth. Right, get God, get a baby, and shut. Right, get God, get a baby, and shut.
Another one falls because okay, they want to double back, right? So they want to get women for rock bomb and a savior of and I'm vicious propaganda lies. The way that is mathematically not ruined. Everybody knows it. Why do they do that? Because they want women to think that being a woman is defined by work. What happens when you go to work? You don't have kids. If you do, you don't raise them. You definitely have work. So what happens then? Then women now be taxed. Now you increase tax base. Now you don't have a family strike. And when you have a family strike, you can rely on them. You don't need trying to throw a fucking net. Don't up. It's just an embezzlement. All right, spend for whatever happens. And it's just like, oh God. They don't even see it. Now women don't have kids, right? So they work grass off because they think that's an out them. And of course, the other thing is power, man. Planned Parent ripping life out of their womb once they agree. Right? They have two or three fucking abortions in the early 30s. They're trying to, you know, make as much money as possible. That's what women hit is mind by an ordinary 9 government, right? So because they just want to take more money and have more control.
Right, get God, get a baby, and shine. Right, get get a baby and shine.
And that no matter what they do, it doesn't feel like I know Chelsea Handler. I've done a show five times. Like, I'm not just this random spectator. I watch someone be cool and fun and slowly become a fucking psychopath. Chelsea Handler at 30 was really cool. Chelsea Handler at 40 something is a nut job. You see this over and over. Amy Schumer used to be really cool. I shot a Butterfinger commercial with her. She's let me stay at her apartment. I've done a fucking TV show. The chick was a rock star. And then you watch them age. And then you watch them think that they have to baby everyone. And everything is about safety. Everything is about not saying the wrong word and not hurting feelings. You know what that's good for? Babies! You idiots! Like, that quality is good in a woman when you're dealing with a one-year-old in an electric shock. But they didn't fucking have babies. Sarah Silverman didn't have. None of these people had babies. So they baby everybody else. And you know what that leads to? Genocide. And everyone, no one fucking cares. It's the same thing that happens with men. Take a warrior. Right? Take a warrior man. A man genetically designed to protect. And you give him no mission? That's suicide.
Right, get God, get a baby, and shine. Right, get God, get a baby, and shine.
On the way. I'm a fucking legend. You don't talk to me like I'm one. Go get your fucking baby. Because if you treat society that way, no one grows. No one works. Right? You make everybody a fucking infant. You think you can understand Socrates? You think you can understand the market economy? Don't become this fucking blob. And you see it anyway. You see these blobs. And every generation of kids raised without a fucking mother. Because the mom's on Twitter talking about how Donald Trump is the snake in the Garden of Eden, right? Get God, get a baby, and shut your fucking mouth.
Welcome back. We are finding ourselves a little lost in the water temple. We're balls deep in the water temple. So, yeah, what I'm saying is it's a confusing fucking cave. I think I'd use some analogy about my ass or something. So, yeah, you know, using the compass that you have, the compass doesn't really do help for shit in that instance when you're fucking just the shit everywhere. This is sending you all over the place and these hidden little passages and all that. You know, you go down what you think is the main path, and there's a dead end. So, you know, you smash a rock and go through the hole, and it's like, oh, you know, that's not the main path at all. There's just like an item in there, or it's another dead end. So you run all over the place, fucking swimming up through holes in the ceiling and finding secret areas within secret areas. Some places you can't even get to because you don't have the right equipment. You know, there's like almost like mini bosses and shit you can fight where it's like, all right, this is fucking, it's got to be this. Like, this guy's got to give me like something, some fucking anything to fucking help me out. And it's like, oh no, it's just fucking, you know, you hope they're going to give you something to help you progress when you beat them. But it's like, oh, here's like an adamantium shard or whatever to fucking upgrade your weapons, which, I mean, that, which is good, but it's like, as far as like advancing in this fucking level, I still have nothing. I'm still stuck as fuck, you know? And yeah, you know, the level's very colorful and busy. It makes fucking, it makes it fucking murkier, you know, where, you know, it's like everything's like so bright. It's just fucking like, you're trying to see what the hell is going on there. It's like fucking like, you know, there's another purple thing you can fucking do in the game, like another ability is you turn into a morph ball, like Samus kind of, where you just turn into a fucking sphere. But it's not like the morph ball in like Metroid, where it's like, I can use it whenever I want and fucking like whatever, drop bombs or anything like that. It's like, it only works in like very specific spots, you know, this fucking, these purple tracks on the walls and the ceiling and shit. And you're, pretty much just confined to those. Like, that's pretty much just like a way of travel, like a way of like getting around into different areas. So, you know, so I can, you know, in this fucking water area where the wall, you know, the walls are blue, they're like dark blue walls with the glowing red seaweed embedded in them. You know what I mean? And then there's a, somewhere on there, there's like a dark purple fucking sparkly track that you need to use that morph ability on. And that's like the main path. You know what I mean? So it's like, I can barely make that out. And then like fucking like, oh, well, that's where I'm supposed to go. But I don't fucking know. I couldn't see it. It took me a while to be like, oh, okay. I had to like go again, just all running around. I'm like, hey, what's that over there? That looks like one of those fucking like tracks I can fucking use the purple ball fucking power on, you know? And then, yeah, I mean, there's little like glitches and things in the game that throw you off. Like, you know, there's like light blue walls. Yeah, this game's kind of like a box of Lucky Charms, you know, with fucking all the colors everywhere. So you see like these light blue walls, and I didn't know like what those were. I mean, I used like the electricity form and like, where you can like float, you know, you do like the storm float, but, I'm like, yeah, sometimes if you use that, like it'll glitch and you can just like float up them. It's very like, you know what I mean? There's like no like fucking animation to her or anything. It's just like, oh, she's just like sitting there like, Christ posing and fucking just going up this fucking blue wall. I'm like, oh, maybe that's what you're supposed to do. But that only works in like some of them. But, I mean, that's just like a glitch, I guess. I mean, you're supposed to use like, the ice form, like the frost form, to once you have the ice form, you can fucking wall jump them up them like you're fucking a regular fucking Ryu Hayabusa, you know. So I mean, I get to a part in the water temple where there are those blue walls, and it's like fucking like, all right, so I floated up like one set of them, and it's like, all right, cool. And then like, you know, got some items and shit, and then there's like another fucking set of those light blue walls. It's like fucking like, oh, so I can just keep going like again, like, oh, this must be the main path of the water temple. It's like, but I can't. Like, it doesn't let you fucking, like, the glitch doesn't work on those walls. It's like, dude, what the fuck. So I don't know, I was basically fucking sequence breaking the game without even trying to. And yeah, right next to that is like a block you can hit with the fucking purple hammer. So I'm like, all right, but and it's like, all right, the main path, I don't even know at this point if that was the main path, but it's like, all right, so there's this fucking block that you're supposed to hit with the hammer to be able to get to, like, you know, make a jump somewhere. You just move it or whatever, but then it's like, fucking, I don't know. I was having trouble, like, getting up on there, like, fucking jumping up onto the block, but it's like, I can kind of, like, fudge my way through it or whatever. Like, I still don't know if I fucking, like, glitched it or what. Or I think maybe you're supposed to be able to use that frost form again to get on the block, because again, going back to like the different elements react differently to the water. If you're in the frost form, that lets you freeze, you walk on the water again, like Jesus. And it fucking freezes the fucking, wherever you step. So, that's actually kind of like a cool ability. If you get it frost, it's cool. Because you would think, and the game also tells you, it's fucking like, the frost form lets you walk on water. Again, much like our Savior, Jesus Christ. But it also freezes the water underneath you, so you can like walk around and make it solid, and then change into like another form. You can. So it's like, all right, so you freeze the water, and then you fucking you just like, all right, so now I'll change it into like the fire form and use the use that fucking like vertical jump to get up on top of that block or whatever. So, probably are you supposed to climb to that block, but it's, that's like just deep enough. Again, it's like a glitch where I was like just deep enough in the water where you can like jump to it normally, but I'm like standing in different spots. I'm changing forms, fucking, trying like, what if I like double jump and fucking, fucking double jump and then fucking, change into the fucking the fire form, like, halfway up like that or whatever. So, there's just, shit like that every now and then. It just feels like the game feels kind of like unpolished. It's not like a super high budget game. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, it's just like a very, very rare fucking B tier. You know what I mean? Like coming off of like Red Dead and like Call of Duty is, it's fucking just like this very polished and seamless, no glitches. It's like you notice some of the fucking the rough edges there. You can't help it playing Darksiders 3. It also kind of reminds me of The Surge, where it's just fucking like because it is like a lower budget like Souls like game maybe just a little bit too hard for its own good. Granted, again, I mean, I'm playing on like a fucking harder difficulty setting, so some of that is, some of that's fucking, on me, I guess. One second. I'm just typing away here. Just a little business going on here. A little business transaction. We'll get right back to it. I mean, it's all we're gonna, it's not like you're gonna fucking be professional or anything. So where was I? I'm playing on the higher difficulty setting. It does kind of edge that line where you play a fucking section like half a dozen times and you get fucking raped by like a shit tier enemy and you fucking waste 10 minutes. You know what I mean? you waste fucking like 10 minutes, like fucking whatever, doing the same shit over and over again. And, you kind of ask yourself, like, is this just fucking, is this fun or is it just frustrating? Or, you know what I mean? Maybe they fucking lean into like the Dark Souls difficulty, like the reputation a little bit too much and fucking, that's fucking, that's how it is. All right, give me one second. I'm gonna fucking pause, and I will be right back. We'll try to get. hopefully we're good for a little bit. I was fucking just. It seems like they're leaning a little bit into like the difficulty. I mean, they're also missing like that expert like polish where, you know, where it's fucking like, oh, you're fighting, but you know where you fucked up, you know, in the instances where you're getting hit and shit. You know, just sometimes the enemy tells or whatever, like when they're about to attack, you just can't really like react to, because they're, you know, just like they're short, fast animations, that are usually blocked. Like you can barely see him because it's blocked by like your character anyway. So, I mean, there's, or there's fucking like too many like exploding, like colorful particle effects fucking going off in the way, and you literally like can't see them coming. You know what I mean? It was just like this shit going on everywhere. Just fucking like I can't see what the fuck's going on. But I mean, the lesson from that is fucking keep your distance, I guess, but it feels kind of like cheap at times too. You know what I mean? Where it's just like more like difficult and demanding than it needs to be, really. Again, playing on the higher difficulty, maybe playing on like the balance is not that bad, but it's just like certain parts, it's just fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, this is like frustrating. Again, it's like more like the Surge type frustrating than fucking Dark Souls, you know? And if you still think of being a douche, with the Dark Souls comparisons, and I mean, I've seen some comments online saying like, you know, enough with the fucking Dark Souls fucking stuff, guys, you know, nothing like Dark Souls. And yeah, then I'm like fucking like, yeah, you know, whatever, dude. I mean, the basic leveling up shit and like how like the progression works pretty much exactly like Dark Souls, but whatever. And then, yeah, then I get to look at like an Ornstein and Smo fucking boss fight, like pretty much like a direct fucking homage to fucking Ornstein and Smo, you know. You know, you start off fighting this chick. Lust is the name of the sin, the best one of all. And yeah, you know, she has these like quick ass like sword attacks that are really tricky to get like the timing down with. You know, like a couple. You know, she has like a couple different like vertical and like horizontal slashes. Sometimes, you know, she'll try hitting you with like, you know, sets of like two slashes at a time, sometimes three. And there's really no fucking like pattern to it, really. You just have to like react to it. And yeah, then she'll occasionally like back away from you. Then she'll swoop in and like do like a charge. And yeah, she has like a jab too, you know, just like a quick fucking like stab at you. And again, like all the fucking jabs in the game, just so like so quick, and like the animations are so, you know, directly in front of you and shit. Like it's almost like impossible to fucking dodge that. And yeah, so if you get hit like two or three times by her, you're fucking done. Like you're ended. So yeah, I spent at least like an hour just getting the patterns down enough where I could get her down to like half health. You know what I mean? It's fine. It took me a while just to get to that point, and then fucking. Yeah, you know, and then like a second boss appears. We have to fight the two of them fucking simultaneously. You know, it's a big dude that fucking swings around a giant bell on a chain. And yeah, that's when things like really go to shit. You know, it's fucking like, oh man, you know, it's two hits from the bell, you're done. And then he swings it in like a circle too. He just does like almost like two attacks. So it's like, I have to get hit by the first one. Like, you're almost fucking dead. Like, just by getting hit like once almost, he just like fly backwards, and like the second like follow-up attacks and hit you too, and that'll fucking pretty much drain like your entire fucking health bar. So yeah, I mean, you're trying to focus on one of them at a time. The bell guy is probably the best option to focus on first, because he always rushes you. You know, if you just get enough distance from him, like he's the one, like he'll rush at you, and like the chick will kind of like, we'll just kind of walk slowly for a little bit. But he'll always just kind of like run at you. So he almost always gets to you first. So focus on him first is what I would say. The only problem with that is that sometimes every now and then the broad will decide to be like, oh, she's just going to fucking do like her charge attack, like from a distance. You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, so focus on the bell guy, but you have to still kind of have to keep an eye on her too. And yeah, I mean, you're going to get fucking stomped over and over. I mean, there's really no way around it. No like surefire way. It's no like surefire, like 100% fucking way to really beat them easily. Yeah, I mean, the best tip I can give, the grunt-free press pro tip for the night is, yeah, you watch for the bell attacks that are coming. Flashes blue. When it flashes blue, that's exactly when you have to fucking dodge. So you watch for those, but then you listen for the sword attacks from the broad. The sword attacks make like a whoosh sound, whoosh, whoosh. That's fucking counterintuitive, I know, but I think that's by design. I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one. Watch for the thing that makes noise, kind of like a puzzle almost, like a fucking little combat puzzle of like, well, you have to react to fucking on sight to the bell and then on sound to the sword type of thing. But whatever, good luck on that fight. It's fucking something else. Fucking hours it took me, I tells you. And then there's another boss fight, which was just a fucking dead fucking stop for me while playing. It's hours and hours of getting like the exact animations down for his attacks when he's supposed to dodge. Again, it's just, it's just such a small window you have to fucking react of getting out of the way. It's not even like he has that many attacks or anything, or like he's random about them. It's just, just fucking this tentacle flower thing that swings at you. And even after seeing that like 50 times of just fucking just the same fucking animations and trying to, I'm still not sure if there's a way to get away from that without taking a hit. You can't fucking like, I'm like, oh, so am I supposed to like parry it? You know what I mean? Like do the dodge at the right time or whatever to get away from it. But no, you can't do that. You can't like jump over it. Can't like double jump over it. Just, you just have to run away from the fucking, the tentacle and just kind of like hope that you get enough distance away from it that it's only going to hit you once. You know what I mean? And not once to like really hurt you rather than fucking like twice to almost kill you or kill you if you have like, a little bit of health, fucking take it off before that. You get away from that, and then the tentacle opens up like a vagina head in fucking agony. And yeah, there's a guy inside that you whip the shit out of. A few strikes that he does that you have to dodge, but that's probably the easiest part of his the regular form of him. You know what I mean? He'll randomly try to suck you into his mouth, and there's just one of those deals where it's very little time to fucking tell the difference of like, is he gonna like do like a normal like slash attack, or is he gonna fucking try to like suck you into the fucking mouth? And yeah, it's just, it's not like fucking, it's not like a regular, you can't like parry that really. It's just, you just have to get away from it, like get enough distance away. It's the bad suck that you have to run away from. Because, yeah, if he gets you with that, again, it's fucking, it murders your health bar completely. You don't even, it's not even like you have to like get that much distance away from it to not get fucking sucked into it, but it's just fucking, it's just like, all right, well, if the dude's open, like the flower's open, this is my chance to go in and do damage, and, now I'm close, and like whatever. Again, if he does like the normal attacks, you want to dodge out of him, try to get like a counter in there and shit. But yeah, it's just, then it's fucking, you're standing right next to him, and then it's fucking, it's just a 2 second animation that could be like the end of the fight right there. Where it's fucking like, oh, he sucked me in, and now I'm just done. Like I'm fucking dead. So yeah, I mean, that fight's just like persistence. Nailing the timing down just like a tad bit more each time. You know what I mean? Then you get him to half health, and the fucking floor crumbles, and you're fighting a giant squid underwater. And yeah, I mean, that fucking, the thing is so fucking massive that it's hard to even like register what the fuck's going on, like what his attacks are. The first couple times fighting it, I'm just like, dude, what the hell is even going on here? It's like, I'm trying to figure it out, and like, oh great, I'm dead. I don't know, dude, like I'm just fucking dead. And then you respawn. They don't start you out at like the fighting the squid. You know what I mean? So you're back to like the first stage of it. He has full health, so it's like fucking like, all right, well, you're just gonna get your ass kicked a few more times before you can even fucking attempt the underwater section again. And even when you get what they want you to do there, you know, it's not the easiest thing or the fucking smoothest thing to pull off of, like, all right, well, now I understand out of what his weakness is, but it's like fucking like trying to like trigger it and like fucking like get that to happen. Just like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's fucking, it has to do with more sucking and exploding in his mouth. I'll just leave it at that and we'll move on from there. Yeah, that was a lot of Darksiders 3 talk, I know, but I was just fucking hooked on that game for most of the week. I probably played a good 20 hours or so, and I wasn't really planning on that. You know what I mean? It was fucking, I'm like, oh, let's play this for a little bit, and then I'll probably pop back and like Red Dead or like try something else. Then it's fucking like, I'm like, God, yeah, it's fucking just like, oh no, I want to keep playing this. So, it's a little rough around the edges again, but surprisingly fucking fun. Like, it's a nice little Dark Souls like fucking surprise there. The other surprise this week was Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, or whatever the fuck the new game is called. That isn't coming out until Friday, which that's not really a surprise, I guess, but I made a fool out of my fucking self yesterday where I was getting coffee where my cousin, the semi-pro fucking Smash Brother player works, and like fucking, I'm like, you know, drive up, I'm like, hey man, yeah, fucking new Smash Brothers tomorrow, huh? And, you know, I forgot that fucking Nintendo's gay and they release all their games on fucking Friday, but whatever. I mean, I don't even fucking particularly like Smash Brothers really, but, still makes me mad that fucking it's coming on. I'm like, oh, cool, I could fucking start playing fucking that game today. And then, fucking Japan Friday. But on the other hand, I guess it'll probably take me a full, like, 3 or 4 fucking full days to turn my Switch on and fucking make sure it still works and get all the updates on there anyway. You know, I haven't fucking played it in, I don't even know, months, like probably like 6 months at least. But yeah, what did launch this week was Red Dead Redemption 2's online component. So that's right, the game that will not die on the show anytime soon. So yeah, you know, I played the online for a few hours yesterday. That's about it. So I don't really have too much to say about it. I mean, I'll just give my initial impressions. First off, again, like going back to Darksiders 3, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit glitchy, just a little bit. I mean, even like the character creation screen, I'm just trying to like enter a name for my character, and that was more of a challenge than fucking anything in Darksiders, I think, because, you know, they have like the virtual keyboard that comes up on the screen to fucking, you know, choose your letters and shit, and I couldn't use the D-pad to do that for some reason to select letters like a fucking normal person. You know, the cursor's like stuck or something, or it took me a good like 5 minutes to figure out what was going on. You know, it's like the touchpad of my controller. Remember that thing, the fucking touchpad on the controllers. The PS4 fucking touchpad. It seemed like that thing was busted. I mean, you're supposed to be able to use it to, you know, just move it around and drag the cursor around the screen, but it was just all fucked up. Like, I'd move it a couple inches, then it would fucking snap back in the middle and shit, and then it would glitch out and like shoot to a fucking corner somewhere. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it was like touching something, maybe like something was touching the touchpad, God forbid, when I fucking turned on the system. So maybe that fucked it all up, or I don't know, whatever. Fuck the touchpad regardless. Anytime I had to fucking type in anything, it was a fucking ridiculous mess trying to get that done. So yeah, I made a fucking incredibly ugly old man with long stringy white hair and fucking mutton chops. I named him Ringo Starsky. He looks a lot like John Carpenter, modern John Carpenter now. I mean, there really aren't that many options to fuck with there in the creator. Like, you know, there's only a few different faces, and then it's like, fucking, all right, do you want like small ears? Do you want big ears? wide nose, a fucking narrow nose, like, you know, different scars and stuff like that you can put on there. But it's pretty standard, but they all do look so, like, ridiculously ugly that it's fucking admirable. And probably period accurate, too, to fucking just everybody with, like, busted teeth and shit and just, like, you know, scars and shit everywhere. Then you get into a short intro cinematic where your dude or lady is getting arrested for something and taken to a jail. Somebody breaks you out and you just throw, and they kind of like throw you into the open world there. And yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's the same map as the single player game. There just seem to be like less NPCs around. It lags a little bit too. So, you know, there's fucking random real people, like random assholes running around and shit. So it's kind of like how Fallout 76 is. You know, it's like fucking like, oh, it's kind of like, it's still kind of like the single player game, but just slightly shittier. But it's kind of cool in the fact that it's just more Red Dead. I mean, there are main story missions that you can do. You know, you start them, but then it goes into like a matchmaking to pair you up with three other people. I think like all the story missions are like, you know, four players or whatever. So it'll pair you up with fucking random people, and you know, then you get a cinema before each one. And yeah, that's where you really remember what sucks about playing with other people, or why I'm an antisocial hermit. The cinemas are intentionally short, and I think they make them like maybe like a minute long, but as soon as you're with a group, you start hearing like loud ass fucking nonsense over the fucking the party chat, you know, like fucking, yo dog, nigga, I'm Mexican, ha, huh? You know, look at that nigga's hair, yo. It's not that I really care or anything like that. It's just fucking like still like in the age of fucking like party chat and like Discord. I mean, the people who choose to use like public party chat seem to be of the retarded variety, you know. And then as soon as the option comes up to fucking skip the cutscene, you know what I mean? They have like a voting system in place. Where it's like, oh, I have to vote if you want to skip the cutscene. But as soon as that fucking comes up, everybody just fucking, oh, vote to skip, you know, like three or four. I'm the only one, like, I haven't said, I just kind of want to watch this thing for like a minute before I go in, but okay, I guess I'm the only one, so. And yeah, and then the mission starts, and I don't know what the fuck is going on in the mission, you know, and he's like, I don't know, you guys fucking skip that, I don't know, it just fucking just threw me on to running around somewhere. I mean, it's usually pretty fucking standard, just fucking follow the waypoint and kill people type shit, but, one of the first missions I do, we ride up on a camp and we start shooting, and I have no idea what the fucking deal is. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't know, there's fucking people shooting at me, I guess. So it's like, all right, I'm just on my horse, like shooting and shit, and fucking get shot off my horse, and there's like a, you know, I'm fucking down or whatever. I'm like crawling on the ground. I'm fucking like, you know, no health or whatever. And there's like a revive system there, so. You know, I'm crawling around on the ground while gentlemen of the urban variety are fucking yelling like, oh, dog, yo, that nigga just got shot off his horse, yo. And fucking, you know, they're fucking taking cover right beside me and fucking don't bother reviving me. And then they fucking die. You know, they get fucking shot and we have to fucking replay the mission. So, yeah, we get to the fucking next stage of it where you have to fucking chase down some bandits on horseback and lasso and hog tie them. And, you know, I'm chasing them down. I get one of them, fucking tie him up, throw him on my horse, bring him to the spot. You know, they're telling me to bring him. And, you know, there's like an NPC there, like, oh, you know, I'll throw that guy on the train tracks. I'm like, that's kind of cool. Fucking, it would be nice to know why I'm doing this, like, why I'm throwing this fucking guy on the fucking tracks. But, you know, whatever. You know, nobody could sit through a fucking 60-second cutscene, so okay. Waiting for the other guys to, like, catch their fucking bandits that they're chasing to bring him over there, too. Fucking waiting there and fucking, like, oh, mission failed. You know, fucking message pops up. Fucking, oh, one of the bandits has died. Mission failed. And you just hear fucking, like, dog, what happened? Why'd we fail, yo? Why'd that happen? And fucking restart the fucking checkpoint, chase, you know, start chasing him down again. Oh, mission failed. And then fucking, dog, yo, you got to not kill that nigga. You know, fucking fail it two more times because the fucking brothers can't read or fucking follow simple instructions and not fucking kill the guy he's supposed to lasso and shit. And then, you know, then the fucking other person I'm with, like the fourth person's fucking quits out. They've had enough of it and fucking, all right, fail it again. Then I fucking quit. Then I get match made with slightly less urban people the next time and the fucking do it. And the fucking, you know, bandits get fucking splattered by the train. So it's like, yeah, that was cool to see. So, you know, like fucking four people, you know, four fucking hogtied people on trains getting run the fuck over. It was pretty fun. Still don't know why we did it, but whatever. I mean, because again, the second group again just skipped the cutscene like immediately. So what are you gonna do? So yeah, then I tried doing like they have like the stranger missions, just like these open world, again, kind of like the single player where it's like, oh, you can just go up to some random fucking guy and, you know, it's like a mission that you can just do to fucking help him out. Tried doing that, and that glitched out. So it's like fucking like, all right, I had to like restart the entire fucking game because all the icons of the map disappeared. There was like no way for me to like advance the mission that I had started. Played a little bit of team deathmatch, which is fucking like, I don't know. I found it like nearly impossible to like see or like find anybody. You know, he's running around this big fucking field and I just fucking keel over dead. or, you know, see my cursor turn red and just fucking like, all right, I guess I'm aiming at somebody. You know, just fucking fire and fucking kill somebody. It's like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You know what I mean? It's just fucking just like such a, I don't know. It's just all fucking like woods and shit, just like hills and fucking, you know, people taking cover behind fucking, you know, rocks and shit. Just, you can't fucking see anybody. It's just fucking, I don't know. Got randomly disconnected once, and yeah, then after I reconnected, the game was like chugging, like lagging fairly bad. So I was just like, I don't know, I just stopped playing it. But hey, you know, it's a beta, I guess. That's what they're calling it. So I mean, that's what they're using as an excuse at this point. So yeah, you have to say like the obligatory, it has potential line. You know, just like Fallout 76, but. Yeah, at least, you know, again, at least it's fucking Red Dead as like the single player campaign in the meantime, you know what I mean? I don't know. Multiplayer games, just like non-structured, fucking halfway, kind of wannabe MMO multiplayer games, I should say. Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad or anything. It's just fucking, it just is what it is. I mean, for a fucking lonely boy like me that can't fall back on the, oh, you know, at least it's, like, fun to play with friends nonsense, where it's fucking just like, I don't know, I'm just kind of like, this isn't, you know, this, again, like, the mechanics aren't fucking great and shit, and just, it's kind of a mess. I don't know, I'm probably just going to play Red Dead Revolver this week, hopefully it comes soon. I might do a little, I'm still debating Just Cause 4, that might be a thing I'm doing too, I don't know, we'll see what happens, and I want to finish Darksiders, so. But, well, cowpokes, There's another episode in the books. Again, I apologize for the kind of back and forth unprofessional manner that I was acting in, but hey, I sure hope that you had fun because, you know, video games should be fun. And talking about video games should be fun and learning should be fun. And as we dive into the Christmas season, just remember, you know, sometimes life can get you down. Sometimes it may seem like everybody is out to get you. And that's when you should go to www.gruntfreepress.com, where you can remember the good old days, you know, the simpler times, or you can send Santa a letter to a podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You know, if you're a good boy or girl, maybe Absolute Deicide, the head elf, will tell you to merrily go fuck yourself. And I will leave you this evening with a song. And it is another request by my Filipina sweetheart, Kay. Because, you know, there is some beauty left in the world. Remember that this holiday season when you're thinking about drowning yourself in the punch bowl. So, good night and happy hunting out there. Thank you.
Loving and fighting, accusing and denying. I can't imagine a world with you gone. The joy and the chaos, the demons were made up. I'd be so lost if you left me alone. You locked yourself in the bathroom, lying on the floor when I break through. I pull you in to feel your heartbeat. Can you hear me screaming, please don't leave me? Hold on, I still want you. Come back, I still need you. Let me take your hand, I'll make you right. I swear to love you all my life. Hold on, I still need you. Long endless highway, you're silent beside me. Driving a nightmare I can't escape from. Helplessly praying, the light isn't fading. Hiding the shock and the chill in my bones. They took you away on the table. I pace back and forth as you lay still. They pull you in to feel your heartbeat. Can you hear me screaming, please don't leave me? Hold on, I still want you. Come back, I still need you. Let me take your hand, I'll make you right. I swear to love you all my life. Hold on, I still need you. I don't wanna let go. I know I'm not that strong. I just wanna hear you saying, baby, let's go home. Let's go home. Yeah, I just wanna take you home. Hold on, I still want you. Come back, I still need you.